The corn had all that. What'd you have to get off the ear of the corn? When you got the shucks off, you had to get all that what?
Well, we always call that the silk that stuff come out of the corn. That silk come out.
It's a protection for the corn. It's
yeah, that is the that stuff. As much as I know about that part of the corn, that's the right that feeds the kernel of the corn. And the corn, the corn itself. The stuff comes out of that corn itself. It comes out a great big silk looking like that. Well, the dew falls on that, and that's what feeds the cob. That's what draws the moisture to that corn and matures it. The bigger that is had on the outside, the bigger the corn is going to be. I always call that the silk that they come outside. It goes right in between the grain of the corn. You know, that's like a string. All in between that. And when it draws the moisture from the rain or whatever it may be, it draws right on in, because the ear corn stands straight like that. When the water comes in there, the water goes right on down into the corn this way. And what makes that corn is suck, give him water so he can breathe, so he can grow.
And at the top of the stalk was a...
Then they got that blossom, the tassel they call, you know, on the top. When it blooms. And then they got the tassel in there, that's what I said. Now, when that blooms, they got a little fine dust. Little fine dust in that flower there. That falls on that corn, on that ear corn. And that's what makes the corn. Just like any other, like the peaches and everything else, they got that's what feeds the corn to come out with that corn on it, so they make a good. If we would have that, you wouldn't have no corn. Mm-hmm. Take a ear of corn, you're going to come out, you don't have that silk on the end, of just a little piece. You don't look for any corn on the stalk. You see a cob, but you ain't going to see nothing here much, just a few. But if that corn comes up big and is hanging way down like that, you know, great big bush then, good big blossom on top, you're going to have big ear of corn, it'd be full to the top.
You pick corn that was thin enough to eat off the cob, was called what? Well, you pick it when it made good.
Roasting ear.
Huh?
Yeah.
Called roasting ear.
Did you eat? You pick corn when it was thin enough to eat off the cob?
Yeah, to cook it though.
You eat roasting ears?
That's what they call a roasting ear. I don't know if that's the proper name for it. A roasting ear.
Yeah. They have corn that they've raised for beef too.
She knows a lot about the farm.
You don't. I know a farm.
What about the thing that you'd make a jack-o'-lantern out of at Halloween? Did you raise that ever?
Pumpkin. Pumpkin?
Yes.
Yeah, we raised some of them.
Okay, and yellow crookneck vegetable?
Squash.
Huh?
Squash. You raised squash too?
Yeah, you got squash. You can... Squash, you know, they're round, some of them is round and some of them is long, you know,
yeah.
Different kinds. You got the long squash, look like a cucumber, about that long, the white one. And then they got the round squash. They make a good pie, squash pie. You can cook them, you know, and make a pie with that squash. You can cook them either way you want. You can cook them in different ways, but I like them in the pie. Make a good pie.